Welcome. This is the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering a piece by Brett Allegray Wood, Life Cycle Stages versus Lead Statuses, the difference that stops leads falling through the cracks.
When I first read that title, I thought, right, another CRM explainer. But this one gets into something that trips up almost every sales team I've spoken to.
The core argument is simple. Life cycle stages and lead statuses are two different things. Most CRMs treat them as the same thing. That's exactly where leads go missing.
So walk me through the difference. Life cycle stages first.
A life cycle stage answers one question. How far has this person ever come with your business? Brett maps it as a ladder. Subscriber at the bottom, then lead, marketing qualified lead, sales qualified lead, opportunity, customer, and advocate at the top. Seven rungs.
And the key word is ever. The stage only moves forward.
That's the rule. A customer who goes quiet is still a customer. A deal dies, the contact stays at whatever stage they reached. The stage records the high watermark of the relationship, not the mood of the week.
Which means marketing and sales need to agree on what each stage actually means, because if they're not aligned, the handoff breaks.
Brett's point exactly. Once a team agrees on what an MQL is, marketing knows precisely when to pass a contact across, and sales knows what they're getting. Segmentation, reporting, the whole funnel falls out of it.
So what's a lead status then? Because I've definitely seen those uses the same thing.
A lead status is the micro view. It answers a different question. What's happening with this person right now? It only starts when someone becomes a sales qualified lead. Things like new, attempting contact, connected, open deal, bad timing, unqualified, nurture.
And unlike stages, those move in any direction.
Right. Connected can become bad timing. Bad timing can become connected again 6 months later. They follow a live conversation, and live conversations don't move in straight lines.
Clean separation. So where does it actually go wrong?
Brett names two mistakes he sees in almost every CRM he opens. First, mirroring the two dials. Someone gets a new subscriber and immediately marks them new in lead status. Feels tidy. It's poison.
Because your sales reports are now counting people who were never actually sales leads.
Exactly. Conversion rates become fiction. His fix, no lead status until a contact hits SQL. Before that, the field stays empty, and empty is information. It tells you this person hasn't entered the sales process yet.
What's the second mistake?
Skipping statuses entirely and running everything off lifecycle stages. Stages can't move backwards, so when a deal stalls, there's nowhere to record that. Someone drags the contact back to lead, the history gets destroyed, and the lead disappears into the database.
Never to be followed up again.
Brett's line on it, hope is not a follow-up system. Statuses are. When a deal cools, the stage stays put and the status changes. Bad timing, unqualified, nurture. The lead recycles to marketing with its history intact. When timing turns, it comes back warm.
The history piece is what gets me. You've already had real conversations with that person. The rep who picks them up 6 months later needs to know all of that.
And that's where the AI angle comes in. Brett's been building sales processes since the DOS era. Green text, black screen. And back then, keeping both dials honest was pure manual discipline. Every update, a human typing.
Now stage transitions can be automated.
The behavior-driven ones, yes. Form filled, stage moves. Meeting booked, MQL becomes SQL. Invoice paid, opportunity becomes customer. No human should be the reason a lifecycle stage is out of date.
But statuses stay with the rep.
Because a status records judgment. Was that a real conversation or a polite brush-off? Is it bad timing or a bad fit? That call belongs to a person. The record of it is what keeps the pipeline honest.
So the AI watches the behavior, moves the stages, nudges reps when a status has sat still too long, but the rep still makes the judgment call.
Exactly how Brett describes it. The AI augments the sales team. The system remembers so your people can think.
Good. So what's the one thing a listener should actually do this week?
Open your CRM and ask one question for any contact. Can you tell how far they've come and what happens next? If the answer is no, that's where to start.
For me, it's getting marketing and sales to agree on what an MQL actually means in your business. That one shared definition fixes the handoff.
The full article is by Brett Allegray Wood on the Anabu AI blog. Read it at anabu.ai. There's also a one-page framework you can download and pin above the desk. And if you want this working in your own business, book a free AI audit there as well.
Worth doing.